Get exclusive insider access to Milan's style and design with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Make private visits to galleries, top restaurants and shops, Lake Como, and much more. Book this once-in-a-lifetime trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And like that, Tesla's Model 3 loses recommended status from Consumer Reports. What it all means for the much-hyped mainstream electric car for the masses. A Tesla Model 3 status check after these tech headlines. Samsung unveiled the industry's first mainstream foldable screen smartphone this week in a radical design change that shakes up the device's aesthetic, but also sends the industry's pricing model soaring to new heights, called the Galaxy Fold. The new Samsung device delivers one of the industry's long-running pursuits, making a tablet-sized phone with a glass display that can be bent in half, allowing it to be closed like a wallet and fit in a consumer's hand, pocket, or purse. As for stats, it features 6 cameras and the ability to operate 3 apps simultaneously. It also measures 7.8 3 inches diagonally when opened, and boasts a second display on the phone's outside, where users can check emails and do other tasks. And it will not come cheap. Samsung said the foldable screen device will be available on the 26th of April at a price of $1,980. That's roughly $500 more than the priciest Apple iPhone stuffed with maximum storage. The splashy product reveal dovetailed the launch of 4 variants of Samsung's Galaxy S10 lineup as phone makers across the board try new ways to get consumers to upgrade more frequently. Speaking of, Apple and Goldman Sachs plan to start issuing a joint credit card paired with new iPhone features that will help users manage their money. The plan is to start issuing the card this spring. It will be rolled out to employees for testing within the next few weeks, however, as companies hope to lure cardholders in by offering them extra features on Apple's Wallet app. The Wall Street Journal reported last year that the companies plan to launch a joint credit card. It is a major push by Apple into the financial lives of hundreds of millions of iPhone users. It's also part of Goldman's broader strategy to appeal to the rank-and-file consumer. And as for Lyft, it is preparing to list its shares on NASDAQ around the end of March. The company, which submitted its IPO paperwork confidentially with the SEC late last year, is expected to make the filing public as early as next week. Lyft has been in a race with rival Uber Technologies, which has also filed privately for an IPO, but it is now clear Lyft will provide the first major test of how public investors value the ride-hailing industry. And the Journal writes there will be plenty more battlegrounds as many private tech companies plan for IPOs. The latest company to make its move, Pinterest, that has prompted predictions that 2019 could be the busiest year ever for new issues. Coming up, looking at the Model 3 sedan's prospects as it loses recommended status from Consumer Reports. The Journal reports that Tesla's Model 3 sedan has lost its recommended status from Consumer Reports. This comes less than 1 year after the influential product review magazine awarded it the coveted designation. Where do we go from here? Let's get more from our resident Tesla guru. Tim Higgins joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So we learn Consumer Reports can no longer recommend the Model 3 sedan. Now, I understand it has to do with some body hardware issues. What specifically?
Well, we're talking about trim in the vehicle and also some concerns about problems with the glass on the vehicle. That comes from surveys that Consumer Reports did last year of owners of the Model 3. Anecdotally, we believe that it has to do with some cracks that people have reported in glass in the Model 3. Overall, though, it signals concerns that Consumer Reports has about perhaps the building of these vehicles at the factory in California. You have to remember that a year ago, Tesla was struggling to increase production of the Model 3. It started production in 2017 and had very ambitious goals and was way behind when it got into early 2018, and really just a big push to ramp it up in order to generate the kind of sales the company needed to generate the cash it needed to grow and keep its business going. So a lot of pressure there, and now Consumer Reports is saying we think some of these cars are just not reliable compared to some of their competitors.
Okay, and if I were Tesla right now, I would say what?
Tesla would say, well, we knew about some complaints. We have made changes either through the design or manufacturing process since that survey was taken a year ago, and that's what kind of how they would respond. And additionally, one of the interesting things we see with Tesla Model 3 owners is that you might talk to one or two or several, and they'll say, yeah, I had some problems with it, and it was a pain, but I love the car. They love the handling, and they love the performance. And so you have this kind of interesting paradox. And it's something you tend to see with hot cars, whether it's the Corvette or the Jeep Wrangler, vehicles that people are buying for something beyond just personal transportation, a vehicle that signals something, bigger than mobility.
Mm-hmm. So you see these two parallel issues, this reliability issue Tesla has, and at the same time, it's got this customer satisfaction ranking that Consumer Reports says is standing strong. So with the Model 3 sedan being such a critical car for Tesla, where does that leave us, though? It seems sort of like a stalemate of sorts in terms of, okay, well, what do we make of this latest road bump here? And I swear I try not to come up with, like, car puns whenever we speak, Tim, but here we are.
Well, you're always putting your foot on the accelerator towards them, I think.
So. I think you're right. You're probably right.
I mean, the issue here, in people that follow the auto business, the concern that they have is that how long will the customers be patient with Tesla? You've got a lot of goodwill build up, and a lot of that is among early adopters of the brand, people who are willing to spend a premium because it's a must-have, the hot new thing. And so the question is, this becomes a more mainstream car company, and this moves from a status symbol into daily transportation, you might see less patience for some of these things. If you talk to car dealers that sell these kind of compact sedans, luxury sedans, they will say that some of their pickiest customers can be the folks who are stretching their budget in order to get up to a 3 Series, BMW 3 Series or Mercedes C-Class, because they've got high expectations. They are maybe on a Camry budget, but are pushing to get into that what they believe is luxury, and have that expectation that they're going to have a different kind of experience. So you have some of that dynamic that may be out there for Tesla. That said, right now, Tesla has this benefit of you are buying into something that's not a typical car experience, and that's the people it's attracting, and that's who a lot of their customers are.
Tim Higgins, thank you as always.
Thank you.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.